goddamn thing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, ladies. I hope you enjoy one hand, one heart. Got melodies of love songs. And please enjoy my wisdom, my song silence, and my overall rhythm and soul. Now lay back.
Lay back.
Relax.
Relax.
And let my words rhythmically massage you.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
I was major effing star Dennis Murphy.
Just spoke to him briefly.
Just briefly.
Just brief, said hello, Dennis. And then I gave him another boo, like right to his face. I went, boo!
It's a good mix.
He seems reserved. You know, he's in pre-show.
In case you're not familiar with the magic of Dennis Murphy, here's one of his most popular songs.
Every breath you take, every move you make.
Over the years, I've gotten so many questions about Dennis. The number one one being, is he real?
I'll be watching you.
Really, it's probably the most asked question I've gotten about the show.
He's real.
Is Dennis real? This is the one where he made the terrible mistake of making a duet.
This will make you vomit.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, Dennis is being overshadowed by the Kelly Ripa, whoever is singing.
Kelly Sofer, Don.
Well, it was his overall laziness that resulted in that.
Uh-huh. He knows all the words.
He knew all the words, absolutely.
Right.
He could be on the spelling bee.
Is this one of his solo efforts here?
Yes.
Singing bee, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, now on KLIT, here's Dennis.
My goober.
This is my favorite.
Suddenly appear.
Because he gets the perfect pitch here.
Every time you are near.
It's like Karen Carpenter's still here, isn't it?
It is.
Got my knee, they long to be close to you.
Why so long between albums?
It doesn't just happen.
I know, Rob, but I'm a fan.
I got a question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Is he real?
Okay. What the kind?
Define real.
Me. Is it like one of you guys pretending to be that way?
Is Christmas real? Is a rainbow real?
I like this.
But talking with Dennis Murphy. So you got one hand, huh? Why do you...
Baby, I need your love.
Favorite rain.
That wasn't baby, your fault, incidentally.
Yeah.
You're trying to talk up a Dennis Murphy record.
Impossible.
Totally impossible.
Talk about where's the rhythm.
What is nubbin? Baby, I need your
bring
nubbin.
Him in. You know. Bring him in.
Another day.
Bring him in.
Here he comes.
Here he
comes.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Gong. How you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
Oh,
how are you?
What's happening, Baldy?
Yeah. Hey, when did you lose all your hair, dude?
Hey, you know, it's age.
It's age. Yeah. We've all grown up together, so we've aged.
Seriously. Look at that. He's got, like, how many hairs on the top of his forehead?
He's really lost it. You've really lost your hair.
I have gone the Ku Klux look now.
Well, no, that's the smart way to go. If you're losing your hair, you cut it close to the head.
Very smart.
I don't want to look like Kornheiser where I look like.
Yeah.
I just got Ku Klux.
Well, people would obviously mistake you two if you did that.
I am not.
That's funny.
Not seen this. With a short haircut and all this, your shaved head. And how are you, friend?
Okay, Gon, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Now, you remember when Dennis was invited by our station in Sacramento, KHTK, to come out there for an appearance, and we had the program director on the phone, and we encouraged Dennis to fly first class.
Yuck.
Here is the invoice that Dennis is turning in to KHTK Radio.
Excellent. So you did fly first?
I could fly first class.
You said you could.
KHTK, Madison Avenue, Sacramento, California. Airfare, first class, United States Airways, $1,295.
Not a bad rate for first class.
That's the cheapest rate I found. I found rates that were $2,500.
Okay, good for you.
And your rental car, $98.
And that was a piece of crap.
Why did you get a crappy rental car?
Because the only thing they had was a 2003 Mustang.
What do you mean, the only thing they had? There are other rental car companies.
I know. I booked it on Hotwire, so Avis was my...
Avis is the one I use. They're a great rental car company.
I think they see Dennis, and when they see Dennis coming up,
they give him the beater.
They say, where's the 2003 car? The one that the clutch has gone out on.
Do you think you were discriminated against?
Look at him. Look at him. Would you discriminate against him?
Okay, sir, we've got you down for the 2003 Cavalier.
But that's what he said. He said, we have this car, but it just went out. So, hey, how about a Mustang?
Right,
I said, okay. But it's small. It was really small.
So you did?
I had to put my nuggets in the back seat.
Where did you put your nuggets?
Back seat, okay?
In the max seat, Mike.
In the max seat. Hi, Dennis.
What are you, Dennis?
Hello. So how you doing?
Hi, have you been reimbursed from radio station KHTK?
Guess what?
What?
Still waiting on the check.
Yeah, well, that's really not good.
How long has it been?
I went to this lady, Karen, at KHTK.
Oh, she's nice.
Apparently, she had to go to CBS. You have to write a portuguese up.
Oh, we know all about a portuguese.
We've traveled enough to know that you're not exactly getting lied to.
You know, they are a CBS O&O, and anything that big has to go through corporate.
No, that's true. A check over $1,000 has to go to corporate.
Yeah. Which would mean that Dennis will be getting his check.
Forget it.
By Christmas, I hope.
Oh, if you're lucky.
Hey, speaking of Christmas.
Yeah. Yes, Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Christmas,
don't you
owe us some Christmas gifts?
I do owe you Christmas gifts, but right now,
you're what?
I have something for you, but they're not gifts.
Let me see those teeth. Let me see those bottom teeth. What's that? Let me see the bottom. The top. Mm. The top ones are good. Let me see the bottom. Look at the
good.
Bottom.
Good is a relative term.
It's a Condoleezza Rice look.
If Condoleezza Rice had, like, dog teeth.
Somebody hit Condoleezza Rice in the mouth. I'm just kidding, Dennis. No, I'm not.
I'm...
What do you have?
What?
What do you have?
Bad luck.
You know what? He has more hair on his teeth.
Ah-ha-ha.
Hardy har-har. Hardy har-har.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm alive.
So what happened?
Are you going to be promoting something? You've got materials that look... Now, hold on. Wait, before...
This is a little thing.
Oh, okay. I don't trust you.
The crew that I had
You are on the same bill with Duffy Baker and Francisco Garcia.
Here we go. This is from Dennis's appearance in Sacramento, Sports 1140 KHTK, booth number one. Uriah Faber and Dennis Murphy.
UFC fighter.
12 noon to 2 p.m. Francisco Garcia. That's a big name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sacramento Kings.
From 2 till 4, and Dusty Baker,
manager.
Former manager of the Giants.
From 3 to 4.
From 3 to 4. So you're actually on the same venue.
I'm on the same venue.
As a Sacramento Kings basketball player, and as the former manager of the San Francisco Giants.
And Chicago Cubs.
Did you have anybody, did anybody meet you at the airport?
Actually, no, but a manager from Destiny's Child met me at Baggage Claim.
Dennis, we got an email.
Okay.
When you were out in Sacramento, I guess that, were you out there on a weekend, on a Saturday?
I was.
We got an email at our website, donandmikewebsite.com. We're still waiting for audio. Someone that was driving in their car, I'm paraphrasing the email that we got, it was sent to me last week, saying that they just threw you on, that there were a couple of DJs doing, like, sports talk, and they said, hey, now let's go out to this big thing. Let's go out to Dennis Murphy. Yeah. And it was Dennis attempting to do
one. A remote?
I was at Radio Clank. I said, hello, Sacramento! This is Dennis Murphy. Please come out to Radio Clearance.
What's the name of the store?
Radio Clearance.
Video Clearance.
Yes.
We had reports that it was that people's ears were bleeding.
Oh, what?
That perhaps you didn't have the same one-on-one rapport that you have with me and Mike.
I, No, I had the same report as I had with you.
Really?
Too.
Yeah. You had as much good give and take with them as with us.
I had. Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Were you screaming like that?
Just like, hello, Sacramento!
And then what did you, say, come on, we got great specials on videos and stuff like that?
Yeah, specials on videos, and come out and get your Gloofest tickets.
What's amazing is that our station in Sacramento paid for him to go out there and be a celebrity.
Yeah.
Did people actually show up and shake your one hand that you have?
They shook one hand, and they also bought one hand, one heart. A couple of people did.
How many did you sell?
I sold $300 worth of merchandise while I was out there.
So T-shirts and CDs and stuff like that?
Yeah, one hand, one heart, Merry Excellent Christmas, and Major Excellent God shirt.
So now it's still the two CDs and the T-shirt?
Yeah.
All right.
Look, I still have available on GuinnessMusic.com.
Why are you so beloved in Sacramento?
Yeah, because you are a star.
I don't know, Gon. Sacramento people are great. They've been great to me, and thank you.
Did you stay at a good hotel?
The Sheraton Inn.
So it was a good hotel.
Oh, man, downtown.
Did you stay at that one we told you to stay at downtown?
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
That's fantastic.
They put me up. I had a suite. The suite was bigger than my condo.
Really?
It was around 1,200 square feet.
Did you order plenty of room service?
Actually, that wasn't included on the deal.
What did you eat when you were out there? Did they take you out to dinner? Anybody take you out to dinner?
I could go up to the Sheraton from 5 to 8 and only eat hors d'oeuvres and Diet Coke.
What? So they didn't seem...
No, you know what? That's one of those rooms where if you
go to
the
club level.
Yeah, I could leave there from 5 to 8 and all they could was hors d'oeuvres, Diet Coke.
But like Mike Ramey or any of the staff, when you're doing these appearances for free, right?
I'd like to be one of those families. First off, how awful. You're on vacation in Sacramento.
Having a nice time.
But you're at the nicest hotel in Sacramento, really. It's a beautiful hotel right downtown. And imagine you pay the extra money to go into this club level, and you go in to get your little your squishy sandwiches.
Yeah.
And there's big sweaty Dennis sitting there with his one hand just devouring the food.
That's how you ate dinner? Was the hors d'oeuvres they put out?
The first night I was out, I went, and then I went out on my own. I went to Denny's. I went to Outback one night.
Ah, there you go. By yourself?
No one wanted to play with me.
That's BS. You know, they ought to give him a handler, shouldn't they?
Handler.
No, the show host that brought me out there, Carmichael Gaze, he said,
who?
His name is Carmichael Gaze.
What's
Carmichael who?
Carmichael Gaze.
Carmichael Dave.
Yeah, he goes along the close slot.
Dave? Is it Dave with a D?
Yeah, like Dave.
Carmichael Dave. Carmichael Dave.
You couldn't understand it?
No.
It's Carmichael Dave.
Carmichael Dave.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is Dennis still in there?
Yeah, he's here.
I'm here. How you doing, cool?
Hey, man, how you doing? I want to ask you, can you say something for me?
Okay.
Can you say I was born on a pirate ship?
I was born on the pirate ship. Why do you want me to say that?
I thought he did a good job with that one.
Me too. What's the funny there?
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Dennis, you know, if you're going to play that game, you say, Dennis, can you say, have you seen the Muffin Man?
Have you seen the Muffin Man?
That's
coming down the rocket pan.
No, thank you. That.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, I was going to call out Dennis Murphy right quick. I was there at that remote that he was at on Wad Ave at the video clearance, and there was nobody there. Nobody loves Dennis Murphy.
No,
hold on. Let the guy speak, Dennis.
Okay, listen. And the only reason why he went on your guys' show was to hype up.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're disqualified for saying you guys'.
Oh, okay.
That is a disqualification. Yeah. And I played the game incorrectly. I said the operative thing, Dennis, to say would be, have you seen Lisa Ling or Lucy Liu?
Yes. Say that. Say
have you seen Lisa Ling or Lucy Liu?
There you go. I got it. That's a good one. I like that.
Lisa Ming.
Oh, man. I think I'm good.
Thank
Hello.
You, Dennis.
Hello. This is Dennis Murphy.
Very good.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Yes. Hi there. You're on the air. What's happening?
You're on with Dennis Murphy.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sick to my stomach listening to him. Was he not banned from the show? Please get him out of the studio.
Girl,
I'm going to throw up.
Close down the bridges. Keep him there. Well, we can't stand him.
Wow.
What's wrong with me?
Well, he's right here.
Oh, my God.
He's
everything.
Right, he's right here. You should at least address him directly.
What's your name, McGowan?
It doesn't matter what my name is. You need to leave Northern Virginia, Maryland here. You need to go back to the West Coast.
I will
Don and Mike, please, can't you ban him from the show?
No, we love him.
It's so nice not having him on.
What the hell
is
wrong?
Where is Super Dave or Tom? Anybody?
Oh, my.
Dennis.
I don't know.
Hey, honey, you must not be calling from Sacramento. Where do you live?
No, I'm not. I'm Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia.
All right.
Hey, I'll need you to help that tonight.
God, I'm going to throw up.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Well, that's not a fan, Dennis, but you know you've got many fans. Somewhere.
Hello there, Donna.
Hello.
Howdy.
I like that. A lady calling up saying she's going to throw up.
She's going to throw up.
And she's a local, too. Hello.
And Dennis even asked her, you know, out to the Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike. What's up?
No rules.
Dennis is being entirely too modest. He was a hit out there.
What? Well, explain.
Please explain.
I went in on a whim. I didn't even know Dennis was going to be there. And I went in there for the event. And there was Hall of Famer Rick Barry with about two people standing around him. And there was a Hall of Fame pitcher, Vida Blue, with about six people standing around him. Mm-hmm. And then there was this one table. There, people were six, seven people deep, swarming around it.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that Vida Blue. I don't want to hear that Vida Blue of the Oakland A's,
a legendary pitcher,
had two people, and Dennis Murphy had more people.
Yuck, that was cool.
And Rick Barry. You mean
absolutely
the Rick Barry, not one of his kids. The Rick Barry.
Yeah, the Rick Barry, the uncle,
the underhanded free throw
guy.
And you had more people at your table.
I had more people at my table. And why do you, the Mormon guy can tell you
the what? Start again.
Why? Whitey Gleason, the woman guy.
Whitey Gleason. I love these names.
Whitey Gleason, the woman guy?
No. The woman guy.
The morning guy.
Can attest to that.
Oh, Whitey morning. Gleason.
Whitey Gleason.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Unbelievable.
So you were popular out there.
I think I was.
We got to hit a break.
He was driving the morning guys nuts. They couldn't believe that he was the that stole the show and was the star.
No, but thank you for coming out.
See how modest he is.
Yeah. Okay, Dennis.
You're a major effing star, Dennis. Keep it on.
We'll come back. We'll give you a couple more minutes because everyone's calling for you.
Thank you, Don.
Everyone's calling.
Mike, you guys really changed. You're looking good, man. You're looking good.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it.
And Don, you know, as always, you're looking good.
Yeah.
Can't you?
And you are going bald.
I can't help it.
Going.
Okay.
I'm not doing Logan.
Out.
All right. Thank you.
I'm going to go bathroom.
Out.
All right. Come back in.
Go outside. Don't use our bathroom.
You've earned a second segment, Baldy.
He goes. Would you like him in a wig for the next segment?
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Oh, Rob, you know how to please. I'm like a little kid clapping with that. Dennis in a wig.
I agree with you. I want to throw up, too.
Show me internet photo.
I think I'm going to throw up.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.